William Morrow and Harper Audio present Never Have I Ever, a novel by Jocelyn Jackson. For three of my favorite girls in order of height, Taylor Myers, Olivia Browning, and Tiamat Garber. 1. The game was Rue's idea. More than an idea. A plan. She made it up herself, this shotgun of a game. She packed it tight with salt and metal, counting on collateral damage too, but she aimed it straight at me. She said it was like Never Have I Ever, but not any version I'd ever played. It began innocently enough with everyone confessing the worst thing they'd done that day. None of us had ever heard of Rue's rules, so it was possible she invented them that night, for us. For me. Or perhaps she'd played this way before, spreading it, so that her game now cropped up at slumber parties when Truth or Dare or Two Truths and a Lie had lost their shine. Only middle school girls could safely play it. Children whose worst thing was, I showed my bra to that boy I like, or I called my sister the B-word. We should have known better. We were grown-up women, so we packed our worsts away in hidden boxes. We were mothers, so we sank those boxes under jobs and mortgages and meal plans. Mothers have to sink those boxes deep. Rue announced herself with the knocker, three sharp raps, though of course we had a doorbell. It was at least 20 minutes after every other neighbor who was coming had arrived. Charlotte, her arms full of refill snacks, paused by the stairs and asked,